Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
ES Audio.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is The Leader. Divorce. It's not something anyone ever wants to experience, but the process is now going to be easier for those wishing to do so amicably. In a moment, we'll hear from Nigel Shepherd, an experienced family lawyer and former chair of the group Resolution. They spoke to members of the public about their views of the old system.
Sometimes it just don't work out. There ain't, you just don't, you can fall out of love.
Sometimes it's not really anybody's fault. Just something that happens. Relationships do break down in the end, you know, and it doesn't mean that you don't care about somebody just because you're not in love with them anymore.
Why continue with a miserable relationship? Nobody's happy with that. And the law should be as uninterfering in relationships as possible. But, you know, the couple should decide.
From tomorrow, Wednesday the 6th of April 2022, no-fault divorce is possible in England and Wales. The previous laws in place meant that in order to legally end a marriage, one partner would be made to blame the other, or wait anything from 2 to 5 years before being able to start the legal process of splitting. Many are praising what is the biggest reform of divorce laws in 50 years, but there are concerns that it could put added pressure on the courts as people rush to take advantage of the new system, and there are critics who say that the new process ultimately makes it all too easy. Nigel, who led Resolution's campaign to introduce no-fault divorce, joins me now.
For the last 50 years, broadly, the way to get a divorce has been that you have to show that your marriage has broken down, but you did that by proving one or more of five what you might call sub-grounds or facts. They were adultery, behaviour, desertion, which was hardly ever used, and then two separation grounds. You could be separated for 2 years and get your divorce if your partner consented to that, or if there wasn't any consent and you couldn't establish adultery or behaviour, you had to wait 5 years. So that has all been swept away. And instead, from tomorrow, we're going to a simple notification where you say that you believe the marriage has broken down. And that can either be from one of you or for the very first time, both of you can make that application together, which is a really important change. And then you'll have to wait 20 weeks until you get a conditional divorce order, and then another 6 weeks until that can be made final and the marriage is then terminated.
And how else will this change in law help couples finalise their divorce?
Well, as family lawyers, we're always trying to help people find a solution to the issues that they face on divorce. And there's different ways of doing that. For a lot of couples, mediation can be the best way to deal with it. That is that they reach their own settlement with the help of a third-party facilitator, if you like, a mediator. And what we found in mediation and also in collaborative practice, which is another way of dealing with things constructively, is that the allegations, the blame game in the old divorce process has really got in the way of moving forward positively. So mediators, collaborative practitioners and solicitors helping people just negotiate, and even in court, getting rid of that blame game will really help people focus on the issues that matter and hopefully reach agreement more easily.
Why has it taken so long to change?
There have been a number of efforts to change it. In particular, in the mid-90s, there was an Act of Parliament that was passed that would have introduced no-fault divorce, but it was really complex and it was wrapped up with all kinds of things like information meetings, and it got scrapped. It was never implemented. So the campaign went on, Resolution continued its campaign. And I think the other important thing is that the way society views divorce has continued to change. It's obviously a really difficult time personally for people, but society doesn't view it with the same kind of stigma as even in the 1990s. And this time around, I think the time was right for that change to come through. And that's why the campaign succeeded.
You led Resolution's campaign to bring no-fault divorce in. Why were you so passionate about it?
Well, I've been practicing family law, helping couples go through this difficult time in their lives for over 40 years. And I've seen on a day-to-day basis the difficulties that are caused by a system that allows or even encourages people to blame each other right at the beginning of the divorce process. A lot of our work is about trying to help couples reach agreement. That's really difficult if blame is at the heart of the divorce process itself. You're trying to help people with one hand tied behind your back. This change will mean that people at least don't have that blame game built into the process. It gives them a much better chance of looking forward rather than back and dealing constructively with the arrangements for their finances, and most importantly, where they have children, to try and co-parent effectively together once they're separated.
As you said there, you're an experienced family lawyer. How often would you have clients that wanted a no-fault divorce but weren't able to get one?
It happened really regularly. A lot of people didn't realise under the previous system what was required. They thought that if the marriage was over and they both agreed it was over, they would be able to get a divorce without having to wait 2 years. And when I told them that, I'm sorry, that's not the situation. If you want to get on with your lives, which most people felt that they did once the decision to divorce was made, if you wanted to get on with your lives, you have to blame each other. And most people were absolutely aghast at that, really surprised. And even though they might have started off wanting to do this amicably, the whole process of actually writing down behaviour allegations really got in the way of what they wanted to do, and it could completely throw people off track, and I saw that very regularly.
There are some critics that say that the new process means that it's too easy to divorce. What would you say to them?
I don't think divorce is ever easy for people. I think it's a decision that's taken normally after a lot of heartache, a lot of discussion, maybe counselling. People don't just wake up one morning and think, I'm going to hit the button for divorce. It doesn't work that way. It normally comes at the end of a process of, you know, consideration and reflection. So I don't think the system will change that. I think people will still be taking the decision very seriously. And in fact, under the current process, you can be divorced within 2 or 3 months. This new process will actually take longer for a lot of people because it's a 6 month minimum, unless there are exceptional reasons. So I don't think it'll make it easy. I don't think it's ever easy. I think it will make it kinder. I think it will make it more constructive. And I think it'll give people a better chance of moving forward with their lives more positively.
There are concerns that the law change could put added pressure on courts when it comes in tomorrow. What do you think?
Yes, I think a lot of people have been waiting for this new system to come in. The old system has effectively been shut off since last week to allow the Ministry of Justice and the court service to prepare. Most divorces are dealt with through an online portal now. We're hoping everything's going to be ready. It'll go live at 10 a.m. tomorrow. There will, I'm sure, be an influx. We'll just have to wait to see whether the system is robust enough to cope with it. But hopefully it will be. There's a lot of work that's gone into it.
Are there any other changes to the divorce process in England and Wales that you'd like to see?
Not so much to the divorce process. I think there are other things that need to be changed in the law, not least to give greater protection for cohabiting couples who aren't married or who aren't in a civil partnership. And that's a campaign that we've been waging at Resolution for a long time as well and is ongoing. And hopefully we'll see some significant change in due course with that. But in terms of the divorce process itself, this is a real landmark that's going to help thousands of couples in the future and their families. And it's long overdue.
And that's it from The Leader. This podcast is back tomorrow at 4 p.m.